ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4 and text number 9. Is it going for a week? What is my number? Yes, correct me. जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम् एवं यो वेत्ति तत्त्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सोऽर्जुन। जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम् एवं वेत्ति यो तत्त्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सोऽर्जुन। जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम् एवं यो वेत्ति तत्त्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सोऽर्जुन। जन्म वर्त कर्म वर्क च ऑल्सो मे माइंड दिव्यम ट्रांसेंडेंटल एवं लाइक दिस यह एनीवन हु व्यक्ति नोज तत्वतः इन रियलिटी त्यक्त्वा लिविंग असाइड देहम दिस बॉडी पुनः अगेन जन्म बर्थ न नेव एति डज अटेन मा अंटु मी एति डज अटेन सह ही अर्जुन। ओ अर्जुन, Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The Lord's descent from His transcendental abode is already explained in the 6th verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from the material bondage, and therefore it returns to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material bond. Such liberation of the living entity from the material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalist and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve, merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord, is only partial. And there is the risk of returning to this material world, but the devotee, simply by understanding simply by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and the activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord. after ending this body and does not run the risk of returning to this material world. In the Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 33rd verse, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms and incarnations. Advaitam, Achitam, Anadim, Ananta, Rupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction, although it is incomprehensible to the mundane scholars and the empiric philosophers. As stated in the Vedas, Purusha Bodhini Upanishad, Eko Deva Nitya Lilanu Rukto Bhakta Vyapi Radi Antar Atma. The One Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms and relationship with His unalloyed devotees. This Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of Gita, personally by the Lord. He who accepts this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who does not waste time in philosophical speculations, attain highest perfectional stage of liberation simply by accepting this truth on faith. One can without a doubt attain liberation. The Vedic version Tattvamasi is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme and who says unto the Lord, "You are the same Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead," is suddenly liberated instantly, and consequently his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection, and this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion: Tam eva viditvati nrityam eti nanyaha pantha vidyate yanadya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is no other way to achieve this perfection. Setasatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 8th verse. That there is no alternative means to any, for that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain the salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey or by interpreting Bhagavad Gita according to the mundane scholarship. Such empirical philosophers may assume very important roles in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed up mundane scholars have to wait for the causeless mercy of the devotee of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in this way attain perfection.
Om Magyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Milisandena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Dhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Kandam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Kamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamani Hari Kriye Pancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Prakha Sindhu Vyayavacha Patita Nam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam Evam Yogeti Tattvataha Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mameti So Arjuna.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
So, there is one big emphasis Srila Prabhupada gives on the word evam vetti. Yo tattvataha. Evam vetti yo tattvataha means like this, anyone who knows in reality. Like this. This means what? Divya.
The assertion is here that the appearance and activities of the Lord are divine in nature, and one has to know only in divinity. So without attainment of divinity, one will not be able to know the Lord. That is also there. Now, Sri Prabhupada quotes two different verses in Purushabodhini Upanishad, and the second was the Shvetasatra Upanishad, Tam eva viditveti mrityum eti nanyah pantha vidyate anaya. There is no other way to know the Supreme Lord. And one will not be able to cross over the cycle of birth and death. Means one will not be able to achieve even liberation. That unless and until one knows the Supreme Lord in the realm of divinity. By attainment of the divine nature, one becomes liberated. One becomes liberated. The divine nature in the present Kali Yuga is obtained through chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is transcendental in nature, means divine in nature, by accepting divine nature of the holy name, we become divine. Or the divinity of the aspect of either through the knowledge or through the meditation or through devotion, divinity can come, right? But partial divinity will come, not full. Without worship of the personality of Godhead, there is no full divinity is experienced. Means even the liberation will be there, it will be partial. Even the realization of the Supreme Lord will be there, even though it is one of his realm, but it is not his intimate realm. So, the Supreme Absolute Truth is divine in nature. It is called Tattva. The truth, absolute truth, is divine in nature. Alright? And it is to be obtained, that is the prerogative of only human form of life. So, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam, his appearance and activities are divine. There is nothing that is not divine about the Supreme Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So, even to understand his
appearance and activities, one has to be qualified under the realm of divinity. So we see that this is the premise for us to study with the central point of understanding what is divinity. In the previous verse, Srila Prabhupada says that how he establishes the divinity is number 6 verse. Ajo api san avyaya atma bhutanam ishvaro api san prakritim swamal adhisthaya sambhavami atmamaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. It means the divinity is independent. Anybody who achieves some divinity, the tendency is to remain independent. Independent means independent of the material nature. One is dependent upon the mercy of the Lord. Mahatmana sumam partha daivin prakritim ashrita bhajantim ananyamanaso gyatva bhutadin avyayam. The divine nature is the only nature that the people who have achieved divinity depends upon. And therefore they are called Mahatmas. Those who depend upon material nature, they are not Mahatmas. But those who have the ability to convert the material energy into the service of the Lord and thus remain divine or spiritual, then that is exception. The acharyas are expert in utilizing material energy and turn into the service of divine. So by the nature of mother nature is also divine. Devi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. Devi. So it is divine. The nature of maya is divine in its innate form, or the intrinsic form of maya is divine. But she is gunamai. She has been conducting all her affairs into three modes of material nature. Yeah? Three modes. The three modes themselves are not divine. But they are essential. But one who takes this medium of the transformations of the three modes into Mahatattva of Pradhan Prakriti. Pradhan Prakriti is Daivi, her innate nature. But with the three modes, when she conducts all the affairs of all the universes, then it is a thankless task to bind the rebellious souls into the material nature so they can forget their divinity. So therefore, in human form of life, we are given opportunity to cultivate divinity, the divine nature. So the divinity is available through the subject matter of the absolute truth, either in impersonal realization, or by meditation, or by pure devotional service. But the attainment of divinity can be partial in the aspect of knowledge, can be also somewhat little more than that partial, but not full in meditation on Paramatma, while it is fully appreciated or attained in the pure devotional service. It is available to a devotee. Why? Because there are still some lingering rebellious nature of not knowing the divine nature of the personality of God. Ajo api sanna avyaya atma. Ajo api, I am unborn, even though sun avyaya atma. Sat, sun means sat, means eternal, avyaya, inexhaustible atma. I am the entity, I am individual entity. Bhutanam ishvaro api sun. I am the master of all living entities. Bhuta means whatever has been produced, manifested in the three modes of material nature, whether sthavar, jangamam, stable, movable, immovable, like that. So, bhutanam ishvaro api. Simultaneously, I am the master. Prakriti swam of Abhisthaya. I am resting on my own divine prakriti. That is the divinity. That the configuration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the personality, is in total divine nature. Satchit Ananda. Vigraha. That is the form. But it is constituted with eternity and full knowledgeability and bliss aspect. Right? And there are divine energies binding. So divine form arises. Divinity is in the control of the divine person, and as such it can expand itself, right? Even some may realize it partially through the dint of knowledge. Some may try to meditate on centralization of a figure of a particular location within one's own heart, that personality is there, but yet he has only awe and reverence, some little more. But a devotee in full exchange of all the transcendental mellows, because he has attained the divinity, which is quite congruent to enter into the realm. It's only by undivided devotional service can I be known as I am. In truth, not only that, I'll be able to be seen in truth. Not only that, one can enter into the most intricate exchange of interactions in truth. Bhaktya tu maam abhijanati javana shyasmit tattvataha tato ma takputo gyatva vishate tadantaram. Bhaktya tu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidho arjun gyatum drashtum cha tattvena praveshtum cha parantapa. It means the process of bhakti must be divine. And the process of bhakti cannot be estimated under any material circumstances. It is completely free, completely independent of it. Krishna is independent. Just like ajopi sanna avyayatma. Prakriti swam adhisthaya. So this divine prakriti
Adhisthan. That is, the Adhisthan means that is the resting place of the Lord. Sambhavami, I manifest myself. Sambhava, bhava means to be, to exist. From bhava, bhuta comes. When it is possible to become existential, even temporary, then what to speak of eternal? Because it is come, sambhavami, I manifest myself by my own desire. This desire to manifest everything by one's own self means one has to become Lord and Master of everything. Even a tiny living entity has that inclination. They want to become Lord and Master. Otherwise, where is the question that, or where is the disqualification for a living entity? They have been qualified because of this potential nature of Satchidananda that they think they are independent. That is called minute misuse of minute independence. Independent nature is there. It is very divine. But if it is misused, it can put us into the worst situation. Completely opposite situation. By that Gunamayi Maya, which is divine, intrinsically. So, Prakritim Swam Adhisthaya, Swam Prakriti. And Krishna says that, yes, I have created this Prakriti, the material nature, which is also divine, but it is working under my supervision, because she belongs to me. She serves me. Brahma can realize that. Ichchanu rupam api yasya cheshtate sa. She is working and the desire of the Lord, not she is independent. Even though as a living entity, Durga claims, I am Radha. In Sambhogini Tantra and in Brahma Sahita, Jiva Goswami explains very nicely. She can claim, yes, she is Narayani. Because that divine nature is there. But she has to do thankless task. But she is the medium to inquire about that Radha Tattva from Lord Shiva. That's how Lord Shiva can glorify Radharani. And we come to know from him. And Lord Shiva says, the glories of Radharani. The divine nature. That is, Prakritim Swam Adhisthaya. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. I manifest from my own internal potential. Atma Maya. Durga is not Atma Maya in that sense. Atma means she has appeared by the desire of Lord Krishna. The desire is situated generally in the mind. But Atma Maya means one which is inseparable from one's own soul. That is Krishna's internal potential. That is deity. So, Krishna is not confined to appear like a forceful birth by Prakriti or Bahiranga Maya. To take birth in the material world is a punishment. It's a forceful act. And Krishna, when he appears, you know, he is not forced. So, in this way, we can understand the qualities of divinity. And all these three knowers of the absolute truth, whether partial or localized or the personality aspect, they have to come to the platform of divinity.
means go beyond the effects of the three modes of material nature. That is the divine nature. And one can attain through the knowledge, that realm of divinity. But they can also cultivate the divine qualities. They can also cultivate the divine qualities. 26 qualities of divinity. They are there. But an impersonalist who doesn't have faith in the personality of the Supreme Lord can also cultivate that divine nature, but he remains impersonal, unknowledgeable about the personality. Therefore, he is partial. He is partially realized. He is not fully realized. He is partially realized. And a partially realized person keeps enmity with the personality. One has to take shelter. Impersonalists do not take shelter of the Lord, of the personality aspect. They do not take shelter. Therefore, they have to be forced by material nature. When they fall down, they end up serving somebody besides the Lord, not the Lord. They keep the enmity. Enmity is the desire of the heart. You know, that misuse of minute independence is Ichha Dvesha Samutthena Vanda Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Sammoham Sarge Yanti Parandara. Without any exception, everyone falls into this Ichha Dvesha. So those who have taken material birth, they are envious. And those who are envious, they cannot understand fully what Krishna is telling. So after quitting the body, how is it that they will achieve him? It's a wishful thinking. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti suvarta. Who? Evam vettiyota. One who understands thus. Srila Prabhupada said, thus means as it is. Right? So, impersonalist can also develop divine qualities, but they are recognized by marginal or their tatastha lakshans, marginal symptoms of the divine qualities. 26 qualities they can also develop. So many a times people get confused that this is also a sadhu and he has all these good qualities. But Swarupa Lakshan is absent. Therefore, Swarupa Lakshan is the surrender of Krishna. If he is surrendered soul to Lord Shri Krishna or not. So generally, Mayavadis, then they will interpret, yes, yes, we are also surrendered to Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna. You know, we believe in him. But not really. Surrender to Krishna means those who live for the sake of the Lord. Just anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhakti ruttama. They are ready to execute the desire of the Lord. What is favorable to the Lord? It is unconditional surrender. So, impersonalists are devoid of that. It's very distinguishable feature. But from apparent situation, he may be looking like a sadhu. We respect because he has done, achieved something, but we don't follow him because they are envious of Krishna, the person. And then they can try to brainwash us by telling, oh, you don't have to surrender to this person who is speaking. But the one who impels him to speak, his Atma, you have to surrender to. It means he is an ordinary person. He is not a divya person. He refutes whatever Krishna tells by not following as it is. He objects. He has his own interpretation. But Srila Prabhupada smashes them right from this verse. So, Eko Deva Nitya Lila Anurupto Bhaktya Vyapi Radhi Antara Atma. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationship with his unalloyed devotees all the time. And that realm of interaction is the internal potency. One who serves, it means he is in interaction with the Lord. It means his meditation of the service, or while serving, is always for the Lord's pleasure. Not his own personal pleasure or thinking. He completely diverts his attention from the self to the Supreme. Not even up to the Paramatma. If a person is thinking about Paramatma and he thinks that, yes, I'm always asking my super soul what to do, so he is confined only, but Paramatma is all pervaded too. Suppose a devotee confronts so many different ideologies and some sides to one person in favor, others not in favor. This is confronting situation. But one who thinks of the Lord, like Yudhishthir Maharaj, all the time, he thinks all the circumstances are coming through the knowledge of the Lord, and he is allowing it to happen, means his desire. So therefore, nimitta matra bhave sabya sachin. Arjun got the instruction, but Yudhishthir already had that. Yudhishthir already there, that we are supposed to be instrumental in the desire of the Lord, come whatever may. No objection. No objection. While Arjun and Bhim both have objections, and they were going through trouble. Bhima, by the nature, is very impatient. He wants to smash everything. But who was preventing? If Yudhishthir was not preventing Bhima not to act like, you know, what he thinks he should smash, he said, I can finish everybody. Yes, yes, we know. Because after all, we were born divine. We are not ordinary living entities. We have been, generated by the divine, and the providence, it is called providence. Divine providence. Not material providence. Not by karma that we have achieved this higher birth. No. We have been ordered by the Lord, therefore we are here. That was the resolve Yudhishthira had. Yudhishthira was told to lie, and he denied. But when he learned that it came from Krishna, wanted him to lie, he said, ready, okay. That's the point. Same way, the Dichi Muni, the demigods went to ask, can we have your bones? We want to make a weapon to kill this Vritrasura guy, you know. He said, why should I give you? I'm attached to my body. I love my body. It's a medium to work my sadhana out. Why should I? But when they told that the Lord advised us that you are so kind for the welfare of all, oh, why didn't you say that first? Could have, okay, be my guest, take. So that is higher realm of divinity. So they are already liberated. Without achieving the divine nature, one cannot become liberated. The knowledge is in that state. If we know the absolute truth, means we are liberated. Prabhupada was so confident that he told the devotees, you know, one who knows the absolute knowledge of Krishna is already liberated. Anybody says, who is Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is a state of liberation. One should know who Krishna is. Otherwise, people, even of the knowledge, have to wait for many, many human births. Bahunam janmanam ande jnanavan. Jnanavan. But what do they do? Prapadyante. When they surrender unto me, saying, Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Krishna, you are all in all. Then he is really liberated and he is a Mahatma. Sa Mahatma. So here it is, Prabhupada is emphasizing, one has to know evam vetti yotatraha. One has to know. Without that knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, in divine nature, one cannot get liberation. That is what is emphasizing in the whole verse. First comes the knowledge of divinity that liberates us. It means liberation is on the way, but we don't wait till liberation only and stop. We continue. By performing the devotional service to Archa Vigra, we realize the localization according to Kapil Dev, that we must perform deity worship to understand the Paramatma feature. So we can cultivate the divinity or the transcendent nature that we do not distinguish between the deity, devotee, and ultimately non-devotees. Because we see the presence of the Supreme Absolute as Paramatma, as omnipresent. Omnisciency is primary thing, but omnisciency has to progress to omnipresence nature. That is Paramatma realization, and then the potencies, all potential. The potential means his person. So, Krishna is potential and Radharani is the potency. Potency. Yeah. So, we approach through the potency to get the mercy of the potential. In this way, we see that for a devotee, Krishna is manifesting himself as the supreme deity of his worship and replaces that localization aspect of Paramatma. For a devotee, he is Aradhya Dev, the most beneficial worshipable deity is the deity of his service. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada made all the arrangements possible to develop our most intimate relationship with the Lord in a very systematic way. The knowledge aspect, the Paramatma aspect, as well as the Supreme Personality, the ultimate sum total of everything, simply by worshipping Lord Shri Krishna, everything is possible. And therefore, Krishna, who is non different from his holy name, is available in Kali Yuga, at least in the holy name, which has been specifically imported in the form of Mahamantra in this Kali Yuga. In other Kali Yuga, they were chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expediting by turning it around. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So thank you very much. Anybody has any questions?
I have a question about a person who is in the process of spiritualism. What are the symptoms once he is in the process, particularly those who are in the transitional period? It is natural that he often know what is the progress in his spiritual life. So he should try and know certain symptoms which he should realize within himself. So what are the symptoms and the progress in the life of spiritual life?
Rupa Goswami gave us progressive steps of devotional service. So we become intelligent and check it out. Adal Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangata Bhajana Kriya Tanartha Nibhutti Shya. Aren't these steps of progress? So be aware of progress for the process. Which is the process we have taken? Chanting? Worshipping? So, the standards in chanting, standard in worshipping, everything has to be checked out. What is the standard of our Vaishnav behavior? What we are being expected to how are we supposed to behave? This behavior is also reflecting divine qualities. Parameters that we have to follow. Why do we have to follow? So we can measure our progress. Isn't it? Everybody can measure their progress according to Rupa Goswami's formula. Progress is not measured by weighing scale or any other instruments. It should not be measured by physical aura. Some people do. New age religions, they channel, for the physical purpose. And they call it spiritual. We go by Shastra. Is it difficult to measure one's own progress? And what the word that you used is transit, right? We are in transit. But there are so many destinations in the final destination. So where are we transiting? There is no single transit. There are many sub-transits that we are stuck somewhere. Sometimes you have to change 2-3 flights, like 2-3 transits are there. So it depends upon what you say, where are you? So which transit level you are? Then it can be also final, explained. It is there. Suppose if we are stuck in Shraddha level, so we can't have any progress. A doubtful mind is completely, hopeless. Suppose if you are in the level of association, then selections of the association and everything has to be there. You associate with the book, you associate with the devotees, you associate with the Lord, the deity form, you associate. So, we have to check. Where are we stuck? Which aspect? Then the third level, bhajana kriya. Oh my God, bhajana kriya itself is having so many things. 16 rounds and 4 regulative principles is bhajana kriya. Right? Where are we stuck? This transit has a sub-transits too. and the fourth is anartha nivritti, and there are unlimited transits coming in there. Right? So like that. But once anartha nivritti is done, your transits are becoming fewer and fewer, because you are reaching to the spontaneous level of rati, asakti bhavantri. There is no transit there. It's going to go. There won't be any transit. It's a direct flight once you have the asakti. No sticking around. That is Rupa Goswami's, you know, stepwise information to us. But it's a long distance flight. Non-stop. From asakti, bhava and prema. One has to pay for that flight the most dear price.
And if in the long flight petrol
prices are increasing. Of course, the demand is more and more, because it goes on exclusivity. Exclusivity. If you want to have personal association with Lord Krishna, which He is capable to give you, you have to go through so many. You become assistant of assistant of assistant. Astaparasata. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasa Dasa. That's alright. But when it is spontaneous, non-stop, you are sure to reach. There are no accidents there. It's all foolproof. People want to catch direct flight without, you know, getting into the transit. That's their habit. You know, they think they are qualified. You know, but they don't understand what is this heavy duty price. They will meet a lot of turbulence. Lot of turbulence. According to Haridas Thakur, that they won't get steady, easy flight for ages. Sthayi bhav will not be achieved by those who are the direct flyers. Raganuga Bhaktas, for them the steady emotions will never be achieved. After many, many yugas of practicing, when it is impossible, almost impossible, some may get direct mercy of Krishna without intervention. There may be exception, but that is not the process for the fallen conditioned souls. Lot of turbulence. And they may run out of petrol, you better believe.
Then the plane goes
nose diving. Yeah, you can nose dive into. Don't go. Rupa Goswami's flight is, even though it will go having transit, but it will give you security. Progress means no fall down. If one is progressing, no fall down. Fall down means regressing. He virtually stops, but he comes to that level up to which he has fallen. You know. Yeah. But there is no loss of dominion on the part. He stops it at that particular point. It means either he ran out of payment, so he's stuck. He may take. Yeah. Next train will come. Next flight. Naturally, the soul is a bhakta, not the body. The soul never dies. So that bhakti will never die.
What is the meaning of fall down?
Fall down means the body will fall down. The medium of execution of devotion will not be there. You will have to, and neither you will be liberated. Or even if you are liberated, like impersonalists, they come down. And who can get liberated? One who has not fallen. Anartha nivritti, tato nishtha, nishthavan lapate jnanam, and he is liberated. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. So, those who become realized, then they get liberated. But bhakti, the flight is continued.
Self-realization
will not work. God-realization is also. But once, with the help of God, one can realize, not otherwise, is it not? So, it is simultaneously not one and the same, but it is close to each other by the qualification of divinity. Because self-realization is also divine, and God-realization is also divine. If a self-realized person is not envious of Krishna, then he has the opportunity to God-realize. But those who are envious means those who are non-devotees. They don't gain anything. All right. Thank you very much, Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.